Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Kimberly Osgood, your host for Smart Money Moves. And our topic today is, as women, we hold the key to our financial future. And our leading lady today is Ms. Donna Smith Bellinger, owner of D.S. Bellinger Consulting, LLC. Good afternoon, Ms. Bellinger.
And good afternoon to you, Kimberly. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Welcome to the show, and thank you for being my guest today. It's quite an honor.
Oh, the honor is mine.
Okay. Well, first off, I like what you put in the write-up. You said that women hold the keys to our survival, and we must be unapologetic in our passion and commitment to building our financial futures. So you are a consultant, a business consultant. So tell us a little bit about your role and how that relates to being unapologetic in our passion and commitment to building our future.
Thank you. Well, I started out as a homeless teenage mom decades and decades ago. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize that being a woman was an issue. I'll just put it that way. I didn't realize it was a thing. I have a gift for business development and sales, and that mm-hmm. goes into my skill set for being able to listen and really read into people. So my clients have ranged from small church groups to large firms. They run the gamut. Essentially, I love to work with people who are brilliant at what they do but have trouble communicating it to mere mortals. That's the way I usually put it. Yeah, and we've all encountered those types of things. I love to be of service.
Good.
And the main thing I realized, and it's the foundation for all of the things that I do now, is that we have to be responsible for our own economy. You must adapt the skill set that is going to make it possible for you to keep your lights on regardless of the circumstances that surround you. A lot of that has to do with mindset. Mm-hmm. Not identifying with the brand, not comparing yourself to other people, valuing your specific gifts. There are a lot of things I go through with my clients. But it's so very important that you don't let other people's baggage become your baggage.
Right.
If they've got an issue with women, that's their issue. Mm-hmm. If they've got an issue with other unconscious biases that they have, that's theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you don't have to own that. You don't need to try and fix it. You are not broken. You don't need fixing. And so when you own the fact that you are responsible only to the people who depend on you, then that's the first step to being able to control your financial future.
Mm, wonderful, wonderful. I like that. Now, I know you said you love to be of service, and you've been doing this for, what, over 40 years?
About, honey, yes.
As a consultant?
Yes.
So that shows
yes,
you really yes. do love what you do. I can't imagine you still doing this for 40 years if you didn't really love what you do. You mentioned earlier about being a homeless teenager. Now, mm-hmm. what motivated you and really inspired you to start your business? I know you started out as a teenager, as a home. I guess that might have been part of it for one of the reasons, right?
Okay. So as Kimberly said, I've been in sales for over 40, that's 40 years. And just so in case anybody thought they didn't hear right, no, really, that's it. So the parting shot when I got disowned from my family was that no good man would ever want you and you'll be working the streets in 6 months.
Wow.
And I'm past that. But the okay. whole point of it is I was determined. The quickest way to get me to do something is tell me that I'm incapable. And I found okay. that out as I went through different career changes. And as an aside, if you are a person who's been reinventing yourself, or if you're a young person and you think that you're in something, you know, for the long haul, sweetie, understand, you're going to reinvent yourself 2, 3, 4, 10 times. So the things that follow you through all of those reinventions are your gifts and your natural tendencies.
Right.
So learn to embrace them. So I didn't have a whole lot of mentors because, as I said, 40 years ago, we didn't have the things that we have now to support us, and we didn't have the community and all those things. So I had to latch on to the things that felt natural for me, and then I passed them on to the teams that I worked with, which were white male sales teams. And so if you haven't gathered from my voice, I'm not white. So that just kind of made it an interesting conversation, an interesting relationship, and it also meant that I had to be, pardon my French, damn good at what I did in order to be leading these teams. So now my goal is to help other people shorten their learning curve to create and enjoy the life that they deserve, because work is what you do to finance who you want to become. Don't get it twisted. You do not work to make somebody else's dream come true.
Right, right. That is true. You know, I'm sure you've heard the expression that a job really just, J-O-B means just over broke. Have you heard that? And that is true. A lot of times people, they just work a job and they just kind of barely get by. You know, I believe in entrepreneurship. I believe in business. And I like the idea of using your job to finance your goal and your purpose and what it is that you really want to do. Now, you were saying that you work basically with male teams. Was that education and technology?
Yeah, that was the way it started out. I started out in education. I worked in trade and technical schools, and anything that I represented, I always experienced. I felt that the easiest way to sell something is to be able to have a story. And so I have been a lot of things in my life and certified in a lot of things. I went from education to technology. I went from technology to starting, co-founding a tech firm, and then I moved into doing what I do now. Now I work with people who only eat what they kill, because regardless of who writes the check, it's important for us to remember that you're still in business for yourself. So
right.
Working just hard enough not to get fired is not good enough.
Yeah, I agree. And that's what a lot of people do. That's what a lot of people do. They do just
enough.
And
then they wonder
why
they're where they are.
Right, right.
You know,
they do the desktop shuffle. You ever heard of that?
Yeah,
where people around to look like they're busy.
And they take these lateral moves, these promotions that aren't. You know, here's a little thing I learned a long time ago. Don't worry about the title. Worry about the digits.
Okay, the money.
Okay. I don't care if they call me a janitor as long as the number is right.
Oh, okay. That's a
good
point.
Because
my
ego is not attached to the title. Okay?
That's
what
good.
I'm attached to is what's on the check. For instance, when I got my first management job in the school system, they said, okay, well, you know, we're going to make you the assistant to the director of admissions. I was like, no. Because, see, assistant to means that I'm an admin. I'm not an admin. Therefore, I am the assistant director. And they were like, fine, you like it, we love it, it's good. But that automatically gave me management level cachet. So you just kind of have to pay attention. You know, so with my clients, though, I work with them on being able to create the conversations that sell themselves, raise their visibility and credibility, help them to support others, effectively communicate their confidence, and to communicate their value concisely. You do those things and you're going to get what you want. But the first sale you have to make is your value to yourself. If you don't believe it, nobody else will. Okay, and then you have to sell that value to others.
Now,
so in my business,
go on.
I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, what are some of the items that you do for your clients? You hold workshops? Or?
I hold workshops. I do online groups. I do private consulting. My mission statement for my business is that the work that I do has to affect more than just the bottom line, because it's not the transaction, it's the testimony.
I like
that. So if I didn't make a difference, if it was just about the money, I could get a JOB.
Right.
And I could get the corner office with the window and all that stuff. That is so not going to feed my spirit. And that means when I come home, people are not going to like me because I won't like them. That's not a good way to keep a marriage together. So.
You know, one thing I like that
you do. That's no longer what I do.
Right. One thing I like that you do is you talk about the online group presentation programs, which is very popular today in the area that we're in now with the COVID. Zoom has become very popular. I think just about every day I'm on one or two Zoom meetings, just about every day, including weekends. And for you, this allows you to continue doing your work and doing your business because you don't have to meet people face-to-face. And it actually gives you an unlimited group of people to project your business to, because you can do not only you're in Illinois, so not only can you deal with people in Texas or Florida, California, but also worldwide. So the sky's the
and
limit.
I do have people I talk to regularly that are in the UK.
Oh, wow. Wonderful.
And that is so hard because I have to get up at 6 a.m. and be on the phone in order to attend their lunchtime events because
wow.
We're literally 6 hours apart.
Yeah.
But it works. You know, it works.
Now, Donna, just in case our listeners may want to reach you after our show, how would you like our listeners to contact you?
Your listeners can go to one of my websites. The easiest one for them to remember is www.askdsb.com. I created that website because my clients, you know, you got to listen to the people who pay you. You know, when you're talking to them and you're making statements, it needs to be something that gets them to say, I would pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
And their common statement was, no, you need to hashtag ask DSB because when we get stuck, what do? We ask DSB because everybody refers to me as DSB. Donna
mm-hmm.
Smith Bellinger is just a whole lot. It's a
mouthful. Yeah.
So if they go to askdsb.com, they can get in on a free webinar that I've got coming up next week, Thursday.
Okay.
And I would love for them to join us. It is called Sales for People Who Hate to Sell. So if you find yourself in a situation where you don't like sales, you never prepared for sales, you think sales is sleazy, but lo and behold, it is a part of your duties. You know, it came in under that other duties as specified little thing that they throw in on every job description.
Right.
So you're client facing for whatever reason, or you're wondering why you're not getting the promotions, why people are not returning your calls, why you're not being valued. I strongly urge you to attend that brief webinar.
Okay, wonderful.
And it's free,
wonderful.
Free.
Oh, great. Now, in all the years that you have been working, what have been your biggest challenges so far?
Okay, well, you and I talked about the fact that back in the old days, I had the trifecta. I was young, I was African-American, and it was a woman. And
uh-huh.
So I had a lot of things to deal with. But as I stated, I sold my value by outproducing my peers.
Mm-hmm.
And they would give me the guidelines, but I would often step outside of the guidelines and just ask forgiveness rather than permission. Because if you make them enough money, they'll overlook anything. Just so you all remember that. And then also, I surrounded myself with people who had already done what I was trying to do. And when you're doing that, you're not trying to imitate them. What you want to do is learn from their losses as well as their victories.
Correct.
So you don't imitate, you originate. Figure out what your own style is.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all know that a copy of anything is not as sharp as the original.
Right. Good.
So
good.
Do you want
to
be that other thing, or do you want to be the original? And think of whomever
original.
It is you hold high up on a pedestal. They are the definitive definition of whatever that thing is that you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to distinguish yourself from your competitors. You have to be able to answer the question, why choose you? I don't care if it's in a business that you're running, whether it is on your job and you're going up for a promotion, you know, or you're leading a team, but it's why choose you?
Right. I like that idea of don't imitate, originate, create your own style of success. In other words, don't be a cookie cutter version of somebody else, because I believe we all have, each and every one of us have different skills and abilities that were gifted to us and that are unique. You know, that what my skills are, what my purpose is may not be yours. So it doesn't make any sense for me to piggyback off of what you're doing and imitate you, because I have my own sense of style. And I like that.
Yeah. Wonderful, in my book, wonderful. You Lost Me at Hello, in the first chapter, I start out with, not everyone's going to like you.
Right.
And you really don't want them to, because it's too time consuming.
Right, right. Definitely.
You can't give your best to a billion people. Give your best to 100, to 200, to 2,000.
Mm-hmm.
Give
okay.
your
Wonderful.
Best, your very best.
Mm-hmm. Good, good. Well, we are going to take a quick commercial break to recognize our sponsors right now.
Thank you. So one of our best sponsors, Women Lead Radio, is brought to you today by Connected Women of Influence and our partner, Microsoft. The Microsoft mission is to empower every person, every organization on the planet to achieve more. We believe technology is a powerful force for good and are working to foster a sustainable future where everyone has access to the benefits and opportunities created by technology. Microsoft believes technology can and should be a force for good, and that meaningful innovation can and will contribute to a brighter world in big and small ways. Thank you for your support, Microsoft, and to all of our sponsors and partners. And now, back to you, Kimberly.
Thank you very much, Michelle. Welcome back to Smart Money Moves. With us today is Donna Smith-Bellinger of DS Bellinger Consultants. And I know we were talking a little bit about what your challenges were and how you basically overcame them. I like the idea of don't imitate, originate, create your own style of success. One thing I want to ask is, there are a lot of consultants out there, a lot of business consultants. And give me some steps that what makes you distinguish yourself from your competitors.
Okay, I'm going to do it in a slightly different way, because I know that this is not about me selling myself. This is
right.
about being of service to your listenership. So the first thing that you need to consider is, do you need a coach or do you need a consultant? Now, as a consultant, I work for the company. I support your goals, but if you're hiring me to help your firm up-level their revenue, then I'm going to be the hard butt and just say, no, this is not good for the company. It's not about you being right. It's about you being paid. If it is being a consultant for you in your career, again, I'm always outcomes-focused. Sometimes
okay.
when you're seeking a coach, you're getting a person who's just trying to do the warm and fuzzy and making you feel better and helping you get a little bit more clarity and those things. And that's the only reason that I make the distinction. It's my job to inspire, train, and hold accountable my clients to reach their desired results. And although there are foundational basics, my goal is to decrease the value that you bring in serving others and using the gifts that you have decided to monetize. And I've had cases where I've had people say to me, oh, I really don't have any gifts that I can monetize. And I took one woman who worked for the government, but her husband was a pastor, and she sold cookies every Sunday. But she wanted to start a nonprofit. And I said, okay, how are you selling them? And she told me how, you know how that goes, couple of cookies on a plate, you come and buy a few cookies after service, that's nice, bake sale style. No, we're not going to do that. So we created a structure for it. She marketed it to her coworkers. It turned into a catering business. From the catering business, it turned into a brick and mortar. From brick and mortar, she was able to finance the 501c3 that she wanted to create to be able to support people who
wow.
have been through abusive relationships. So it doesn't matter how humble your gifts are. There is someone who is going to want those gifts, and they are going to be willing to pay for them. All we have to do is leverage what you have to offer to the right audience.
Okay, I like that. I like that. Wonderful. Now, I know here you had talked about, there were three things you talked about that distinguish yourself about being selective, as well as go
okay,
over those items.
Okay, that's out of the book, so sure. So I'm very selective, and I train my people to be very selective in their networking. We're doing a lot of networking. At least I hope you are, because if you're thinking, oh, I'm just going to wait until things get back to normal, honey, no. What you used to know as normal, that door is shut. The line in the sand is drawn behind you, not going back there. So learn how to function in the world that we have right now. Get comfortable with Zoom. Get comfortable with the changes, the social distancing and everything else. I love to help people who hate to sell, because you need to understand that you're not selling, you're servicing. And if you don't see the value in what you are offering, that's why you're not able to create transactions. And then I always tell my people, focus on what you can control. Okay, yeah, there's a whole lot of things out there that you can't do anything about. We all get that. We're living in the same world. But focus on what you can control and then grab onto it.
Okay, I like that. And then the thing about selling, because I'm in sales, and one thing I try to strive when I try to push the emphasis on, like I sell different types of insurance products. I also deal with senior citizens where I sell senior health plans. And so what I do is I try to let them know I'm here for you. It's not just selling one particular plan and then I'm out and you never see me again. I always let them know that I am your advocate for you. If you have any problems, any challenges, I'm here for you. And I always make a point of contacting them several times throughout the year. And a lot of people, they say, you know, I really like you. I really trust you. You know, I was talking to this other guy, but I just really like you, you know. And so that's what I put my emphasis on, is being the best person that I can be and letting them know that I care about them and their needs. And it works.
It does. Creating relationships is absolutely key. And building the relationship that will lead to the transaction. Okay, but even in your career, what you have to do is create the value statement that will have people say, yes, this is who I want to partner with. This is the person I'm willing to introduce to other people I know. No, I don't need their service right now, but you know what? I will introduce you to people who trust me. And I'm going to tell them that I trust you. And
wonderful.
We forget about that ripple effect in our networking and in our communication. So many people only look at the person they're facing, see them as one-dimensional, a little flat thing, and they're that transaction. They're either going to buy or they're not going to buy.
Right.
But you don't know who they know.
That's right.
You know,
definitely.
I had a partner who once dismissed a woman at a networking event. He was like, yeah, well, she's just a secretary. I didn't want to waste my time talking to her. It's like, oh, really? Okay, so can I tell you that she works at Harpo? Oh, yeah. So who do you think she can introduce you to, dummy? And my people find me to be very, very direct. So I'll just say that, because as a wife, a mother, a great-grandmother, all of that stuff, of a very, very diverse family, Italian, Mexican, LGBTQ, all of that stuff runs through, and it's around my family table at holidays. So I love listening in on all the various challenges and all of the various opportunities that are out there that people are not leveraging.
Ah, okay. That's good. Now, what's next for you?
Well, what's next for me right now? I had decided at my tender age that what I really wanted to do for the rest of my life was travel and train. I had just gotten into that when COVID hit. I had started servicing my clients from cruise ships and from beaches and things like that. And then, of course, now I can't do that. But in the meantime, what I'm doing is expanding my online presence. I want to work with as many people as possible to deliver my virtual training and also my private and business consulting.
Okay.
And I look forward to eventually packing my bags again.
We all do, because I love to travel, you know, and there were a couple of places I was supposed to go this summer, like conferences that, you know, obviously had to be canceled and postponed. So hopefully things
will
turn around and I can
14th,
hit the road again.
My 14th wedding anniversary is in November, and we were supposed to be renewing our vows on the deck of a ship heading for the Dominican Republic.
Oh, wow.
And I had won that cruise.
Oh.
That's what made it so I know, right? So we're going to pivot that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it doesn't stop anything. This is all happening for a reason.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so I don't take
everything
as a loss. Everything is going to be fine. And in the meantime, I'm discovering things about myself and my clients that I never knew.
Mm-hmm.
And it's giving me a little bit of downtime and rest that my body actually did need. So if you dismiss all of the craziness that's going on and you take this as it's a challenge, but it's also a gift and a learning opportunity, this is okay. And we're all going to be fine.
We will. I agree. I agree with that very much. I've spoken to people who are just kind of depressed. They're like, oh, my God. It's just I'm just rolling along. You know, I'm
mm-hmm.
working at home, got my laptop, making calls, making sales, just doing what I need to do at home. You know, we all have the technology, the laptops, the online. So there's no reason for anybody to really have to stop. But one thing I want to talk to you about, you had mentioned earlier also about your book, You Lost Me at Hello, Actionable Principles That Move You Beyond Networking. Talk about that. That sounds wonderful. I love that title.
Okay, so You Lost Me at Hello was mentioned in Essence Magazine. I've been on a few TV shows regarding that. I participated, you and I both know Women Partner, and I participated in an event with that group, a Guinness World Record attempt for simultaneous networking. And it was wonderful. And so my book partnered with that, made an absolutely wonderful
mm-hmm.
Opportunity for TV. So that was great. And you can find that book on Amazon, or you can go to bellingerbooks.com, B-E-L-L-I-N-G-E-R, books. plural.com. And if
Wonderful.
You go to that website, you will see my book. You'll eventually see the second book that I've been working on for far too long. And you will see the three, and then you will see the three novels that my husband, the science fiction writer, has written.
Oh,
and they're
okay.
all age appropriate. They're all also available on Audible. So we are a family, even though he's a techie, he's a geek. I'm married
mm-hmm.
a geek. I admit it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have these other things that we love,
right.
and I encourage that in all of the people that I work with. You know, like I said, work is what you do to finance who you want to become.
Right.
So do you want to bake? Do you want to write? Do you want to blog? You know, do you want to do TV? What do you want to do? Because
I like
right
that.
Now, since everything is virtual, first of all, everything has a market. You can make money at it.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives you the opportunity to live into your possibilities. And that's all I want for everybody that I work with, because you have gifts. There's a reason that you are here. Own them and share them, because if you don't share them, you're cheating the rest of us out of experiencing what you have to offer. And me, myself, I don't like to be cheated. So I would love for you to just share whatever your gift is, regardless to how humble or how bold. And I tell you, there is someone out there who will A, appreciate it, B, value it, and C, yes, they will pay for it.
Wonderful. Well, we're almost at the end. We have a couple of minutes. Is there any last minute thoughts you have or anything you'd like to say before we close out?
Well, I'd just like to remind everyone again, if you would go to www.askdsb, in addition to the event that's coming up next week, Thursday, Sales for People Who Hate to Sell, there are a couple of other recorded things. One that I'm rather proud of is the Perfect Day Meditation. It's short, 15 minutes, but I think it may be helpful.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Kimberly,
well,
thank you so much.
Thank you. I enjoyed this. Well, that's our show for today, ladies and gentlemen. And I'd like to say thank you again to Ms. Donna Smith Bellinger for being our leading lady today. And a special thanks to all of our listeners, both in the U.S. and internationally, as we are an international show. And we'll be back again for another Women Lead radio show on Mondays at 9 a.m. and Fridays at 2 p.m. Again, this is Kimberly Osgood, your host for Smart Money Moves. It has been a sincere pleasure to be your host today. Thank you for listening and have a great week.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.